Hi, my name is Cheyenne Brunker, and I am the host of an abolition podcast. Today, I am here with Harriet Tubman.
Hi, I'm Harriet Tubman. I was an abolitionist and an escaped slave.
Harriet, did you make any impact on anything during your life? And if so, what?
Yes, I helped many enslaved people become free by using the Underground Railroad.
Cool. What was the reason you decided to become an abolitionist?
I wanted to become free myself and help many others get their freedom.
That's a good reason. Did you work with anyone, and if so, who?
I often worked with Frederick Douglass, and when I was working for the Union Army as a nurse, I was working with General David Hunter.
A general. Wow. What is one interesting fact about yourself?
When I was a kid, I got a head injury. This led me to have visions, which I believe were sent from God. And the name I was born with was Amarita Ross, but I took my husband's last name and changed my first to Harriet, which was my mother's name.
How many slaves do you think you helped?
Over 300.
Congratulations, that's a lot.
Thank you
for being here today. Hi, I'm here again with Lucretia Mont.
Lucretia? Hi, my name is Lucretia Mott, and I was born on January 3rd, 1793.
All right. Did you make an impact on anything during your life?
I did in the Women's Suffrage Act.
Right. Did you work with anyone?
I worked with Elizabeth Cady Stanton while at the World Anti-Slavery Convention in 1840.
What was the reason you decided to become an abolitionist?
Me and Elizabeth were discriminated against for being a woman a lot.
What is one interesting fact about yourself?
I wrote a book called Discourse on Women.
Nice. How many slaves or women did you think you helped?
I don't really know.
A lot?
A lot, probably.
Good. Nice. Next is Sarah Grimke. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, I am Sarah Grimke, and I was born in Charleston, South Carolina on November 26, 1792.
All right. Why did you want to become an abolitionist, since I heard you were born in the South?
One of the main catalysts of us was activists in the abolitionist movement. The injustice we observed had us wanting to become anti-slavery activists, but a main part of us was, main catalyst of us was activism and abolitionists.
All right. What, did you work with anybody?
I worked with William L. Loyal Jarrison.
All right. What is one interesting fact about yourself?
I am also an author, and I wrote or helped write 7 books.
Cool. Thank you for your time. Frederick Douglass is our next guest we have on the podcast. Hello, Frederick.
Hi, I'm Frederick Douglass. I'm from Talbot County, Maryland, and I was born in February of 1818.
All right. Did you make an impact on anything during your life?
Yes, I helped the Fugitive Slave Act and helped free a lot of slaves.
What was the reason you decided to become an abolitionist and to help those slaves?
I believed in freedom of speech, and I thought everyone should be just like treated equally.
All right. Did you work with anybody?
I worked with William Lloyd Garrison and Garrett Smith.
Nice. What's one interesting fact about yourself?
I taught myself how to read and write.
Wow. Did you escape from a slave plantation yourself?
Yes, I did.
All right. Thank you. Now I will tell the story of John Brown. He was born on May 9th, 1800, in Torrington, Connecticut. He was married twice, and he is a father of 20 children. He is now married to Mary Ann Day Brown. He is the second youngest out of 5 siblings. His mother is Ruth Mills, and his father is Owen Brown. Owen is in the tannery business and also relocated the Brown family to Ohio, where John spent most of his childhood. John is leading a figure in the abolitionist movement in the pre-Civil War in the United States. Brown became involved in the abolitionist movement following the brutal murder of Presbyterian minister and anti-slavery activist Elijah P. Lovejoy in 1837. He is a man that will not be deterred from his mission of the abolitioning slavery. John is not pacifist. He believes that aggressive actions against slaveholders and government officials who enable them is the only way to do things. Brown became obsessed with the idea of taking over action to help win injustice or justice for enslaved black people. He followed 5 out of 20 of his sons to the Kansas Territory to assist anti-slavery forces struggling for control there. That is a conflict that became known as the Bleeding Kansas. John Brown will be remembered as the leading opponent of violence in the American abolitionist movement because he believes that violence is necessary to end American slavery. And that is all for this podcast. Thank you.